Hi, this is Mace Haroff. Welcome to the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, the podcast for medical sales professionals. One of the questions I would hate when my manager would ask me was right after I lost a customer, and the manager would say, "So Mace, how did we lose that customer?" The sad truth is that sales reps often don't know why customers take their business elsewhere. Some reps make the time and effort to find out, while others just assume that some force or element outside their control led to the customer's departure. I'm going to point you to a study by the Rockefeller Corporation back in 2005, and they studied the reasons why customers leave. Here are the reasons. 1% die. Nothing you can do about that. 3% move away. 5% develop other business relationships. 9% leave because of being persuaded by the competition. 14% are dissatisfied with the product or service. And 68% leave because of an attitude of indifference on the part of the person or people they deal with. Notice that in this study, there is no mention of price or quality. And one of the biggest reasons that medical reps offer as a cause for lost business, the customer preferred the competition, that accounts for only 9% of customers defecting. Even if you acknowledge that this study is, let's see, it's now 8 years old, and you believe in your mind that selling in healthcare is different, you can't turn your back on the most glaring statistic. The vast majority of customers leave because they feel like the vendor or salesperson doesn't care about them. There's a difference in saying that you care and allowing the customer to feel it. Let's face it, medical selling is challenging, it's time-consuming, plus you're selling to some highly educated and often hard-to-deal-with people. How do you let your customers know that you care about them? Number one, call on them regularly and consistently. Number two, focus on their patients and their challenges, not on just selling your product. You've heard me say this multiple times. Number three, go the extra mile for your customers, and when you do, make sure they know it. In other words, tell them. Number four, treat each customer like he or she is your best customer. And number five, tell your customers that you appreciate their business and tell them often. Don't ever let them feel like you take them or their business for granted. If this feels awkward to you, get over it. Your competition might not feel so awkward. When you're busy and successful, it's easy to get complacent, and complacency is a deadly condition that can erase years of hard work and hard-won business. Do you want to do something super productive? Go through your customer list and identify those customers who haven't been feeling the love from you. Contact them this week and let them know you're here for them and that you appreciate them. If you have lost any business in the past year, have the courage to visit those customers and ask them why, and then apologize if you're the reason or if it's something that you did or didn't do. Ask what is needed to get their business back and then implement it into your business plan. You have a business plan, right? Don't ever make the mistake of not asking customers why they moved business or chose a competitor, because chances are it's something other than what you want to hear. And it's something that will be within your control. Your customers might not remember the way you made them feel when you went out of your way to help them a long time ago. However, they won't forget how you make them feel today. One of your jobs as a medical sales rep is not just to sell and service your product, but to remind your customers how important they are to you. Letting them forget can be very expensive. Thanks for spending some time with me today. And remember, as you move forward in your medical sales career, whatever you do, the patient always comes first. Go out and make a difference. I'll talk to you soon. I'm Mace Haroff.